It's Entertainment Waves on Radio Nigeria Network, the largest radio network in Africa and Nigeria's radio station of the year. Every Sunday at 4:30, it's time to ride on the waves of entertainment. I am Victor Onoli. Good to have you with us. The ride has just taken off on Radio Nigeria Network. Where have you been? This is where we uplift the people and unite the nation. On today's edition of the program, we bring you trending songs, top 5 influential foreign artists in Afrobeat with Kosi Sochukwu Akpabio, G's from the world of entertainment, as well as a trip to Hollywood with our partners with the theme of this year, Hollywood in Nollywood. We'll also be playing some trending songs by Nigeria's top artists. Just sit back and enjoy your ride. Also, remember you can reach us via the number 0807-051-0615, or you can send email to us via ewaves2023@gmail.com. That is ewaves2023@gmail.com. Well, our takeoff track is Lonely at the Top by Asake.
It's lonely at the top. Money on my mind.
Money.
Don't care what they're yarning about me in particular.
Oh, call me.
Out here on the road chasing my dream because I know.
Oh, can't chase it for me.
Oh, lolola, the man, but my love. But I got the edition, my love. Everyone see like Jack on my lonely. They find anybody in the money I want. But they hear what the people they know. It's love when I want to get another one. I go take and do it in love. Waiting, you love. Oh.
That was the song Lonely at the Top by one and only Asake, our takeoff track on the waves of entertainment. It's coming to you from the stables of Radio Nigeria, Africa's largest radio network. So let's have fun. Once again, I am Victor Reno. Straight to the gist, guys. We start from the Nigerian movie industry, otherwise known as Nollywood. Veteran actor Tony Umeh has debunked the rumors making rounds claiming that he died. The thespian took to his Instagram to address the issue, calling out the people spreading the malicious rumors. He also assured his fans and loved ones that he was hale, healthy and healthy. He then vowed to take legal actions against those spreading the false narratives. Going on, Umeh advised the public to be wary of those who misuse the power of information to spread fake news. He also expressed his disappointment on the issue, noting that the perpetrators of the speculations only did so for personal gain. Finally, he urged his followers and fans to only accept informations and news that originated from him, his official channels, or his team. Although untrue, the news of the actor's death ripped through his fans and the Nollywood entertainment industry. Now that the false news has been debunked, relief now washes over everyone. Hooray to that! And on to another Nollywood story. Actor Bimbo Ninalowo has sadly announced that he and his wife Bumi are going their separate ways after 16 years of marriage. In a long and emotional-filled Instagram post, the actor, popularly known as Nino B, acknowledged the end of his marriage, stating irreconcilable differences as the reason. He called his current stage in life sad but necessary. The comment section was turned off in the post as he requested privacy at this time. In another story, popular Nollywood actress and filmmaker Ruth Kadiri has issued a strong warning to Ghanaian television stations that have been broadcasting her content without proper authorization. She has also announced her intention to take legal actions against those who engage in such unauthorized broadcasting. The actress shared her frustration and stressed the importance of respecting intellectual property rights. She pointed out that the unauthorized airing of her movies not only violated her rights, but also negatively impacted the livelihoods of the many individuals involved in the production process. In a video shared online, Ruth Kadiri expressed her frustration with local broadcasting platforms that were airing her content without appropriate permissions. She cautioned that she would not hesitate to involve her lawyers in addressing these issues. She further emphasized the importance of supporting content creators by respecting their work and obtaining the necessary rights rather than resorting to unauthorized broadcasting. And now to music news. Grammy-winning Nigerian singer Temilade Openiyi, aka Tems, won two awards on Wednesday. The Oscar-nominated diva bagged the Trailblazer Award at the LA Style Awards in London, United Kingdom, on September 6, 2023. Tems was on ground to receive her laurel, which was presented by BAFTA-winning actress Naomi Aki and BBC Radio 1 presenter Julie Adenuga. In her acceptance speech, the Essence crooner said she has her upbringing in Lagos, Nigeria, and had faith to thank for her career success so far. On the other side of the Atlantic, Tems was named the Songwriter of the Year at the 2023 BMI R&B Hip Hop Awards held at the Live Nightclub in Miami Beach on September 6, 2023. She was recognized for her songwriting credits on Free Mind, Rihanna's Lift Me Up, and featuring Drake's Wait For You. Thank you, Tems, for making Nigeria and Africa proud. And now let's take a break from the news and listen to some music. And we're pointing our fingers to Oja Piano by KC.
Oh,
That was Oja Piano by KC. It's still Entertainment Waves on Radio Nigeria Network. I hope you're enjoying the ride with us. Let's join Kosi Sochukwu at the lounge as she engages our guest on a phone conversation all the way from the United States of America. Over to you, Kosi.
Welcome to the Lounge of Entertainment Waves, a place where we keep it up close and personal with our guests. Today, we have an award-winning filmmaker based between Los Angeles, Lagos, and London. He is the founder of Nollywood and Hollywood, a showcase of top Nigerian films in association with the University of Southern California and the American Cinematic. It is my pleasure to introduce Ose Oyamedan. Welcome to Entertainment Waves, Mr. Ose.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good talking to you.
Same here. The questions I have for you today. Nollywood in Hollywood, what is you all about?
Well, Nollywood in Hollywood is something we started in 2018, and it's an exhibition of the top three films in Nigeria in a year. So we decided in 2018, or I decided, I just felt that we need a new narrative. Nigeria, we need people to know a different side of us, and for me the best way to do that is culture, because when people know your culture, they want to know more about you. So I happen to know one or two people in the Hollywood industry, so I got together with them at the School of Cinema at the University of Southern California, which is the premier film school in the whole world, and the American Cinematheque, which is the most prestigious screening house in all of Hollywood. They basically own that town. And I talked to them about this, got them interested, and then we started. And I think we got interrupted by the pandemic, so we were online then. But apart from those 2 years, I think we've done very fantastic. And it's been covered by some of the biggest media houses in the world. LA Times had it on its front page, which is very unusual for a non-disaster, not bad news from Africa. It's been on CNN, BBC, CNBC, Arise, and now we're on FRCN.
Okay, thank you very much. You have selected three movies. How did you come about those selections?
Well, we have a jury of distinguished people in the industry in Nigeria. Our chairman is Mr. Nikamba, the former DG of the Nigerian Broadcasting Corporation, and the Film and Video Censors Board. We have filmmakers on it, like Vice Chair, Top Ocean, Steve Bookers, about seven people. So they know, they pick, and then we show.
Nollywood in Hollywood, I believe, is to promote Nigerian film industry. So why is the event holding in America, not Nigeria?
Well, you don't promote something to yourself. You promote something to people outside you so they can come inside and see what it is. So we're doing it in Hollywood because Hollywood is the entertainment and creative capital of the world. And there's no better place to show your culture, your art, than in Hollywood. And we are very fortunate that we have a central state and we have these huge partners that can, you know, beam it to that industry and the world. And then it's also an opportunity for people outside the industry, like people in the Nigerian diaspora, African-Americans, just normal people who want to like see things about Nigeria or watch films, to see us. Because when we do this, really, it's like they shut down Hollywood Boulevard, a section of it, for the time it's been done. And we've been very fortunate to share some really great films from great filmmakers like Femi Adetida, Jerry Ashibero, Kunle Folayan, Steve Gokas, Chukwuemeka, just to mention a few of them. So we've had the best of the best of Nigeria come, and it has to last.
Okay. Is there a link for Nigerians to participate and view this event?
Yeah, there's a link. If you go on our website, nollywoodinhollywood.com, you'll find links there. The things Nigerians will be able to see are the Q&A sessions, the red carpet events, some of the networking events, not the film screening themselves, because they're proprietary stuff over that.
Okay, thank you very much. Before we let you go, what else would you like to say to Nigerians?
Well, I don't know. Well, what else should I like? Well, I would like to say that it's very important for us as Nigerians to tell people good things about us, you know, to let people know the really great things about us. The bad stuff about us is fine. people know that. But if you don't promote yourself, nobody promotes you. And it's a very, very connected world now. It's a very small world, and it's very competitive. So if you put yourself down, people are just going to stamp on you. So it's time for us to, like, stand up, let people know the great part of us, which is a time.
Okay. Thank you for being our guest today. And that's it at The Lounge. My name is Christopher Chukwagbambu, and it's back to Victor.
Many thanks to our partner from Hollywood. Well, before we call it a wrap on today's edition of Entertainment Waves, let's find out what's happening with Afrobeat genre with Kosi Sochukwu Agbambu.
Here are five prominent foreign figures in Afrobeat. My name is Kosi Sochukwu Agbambu. Nigerian mainstream pop music, popularly called Afrobeat, started in the late 90s and has steadily evolved into the globally exported music it is today. All through Afrobeat's existence, Nigerian artists have robustly been influenced by foreign artists whose music has contributed to Nigerian mainstream music. These artists, through timelessness of their music, their global influence, and their collaborations with Nigerian artists, have left an indelible mark on Afrobeat. On this week's edition of the program, we will examine five foreign artists with influence in Afrobeat. When asked about their early musical influences, several Nigerian pop artists often list the late legendary king of pop, Michael Jackson. Although his peak preceded the inception of Afrobeat, Nigerian artists, like many Nigerians who grew up in the 90s and even the early 2000s, were brought up on Michael Jackson's music, especially his global famous album, Thriller. Notable figure through whose music Michael Jackson's influence can be greatly felt in Afrobeat is the legendary duo P-Square, whose music and famous dance move contributed to the early commercial peak of Nigerian pop music. Today, Michael Jackson's influence continues to endure in Afrobeat as his melodic schemes and lyrics continue to be interpolated and his greatness continues to inspire the superstars driving Afrobeat. Contra music, which is a hybrid of dancehall and Afrobeat, is a marker of dancehall's major influence on Nigerian pop music. This influence has continued to endure through the music of stars like Pastor Rankin and Ruga, and many other artists whose music is shaped by different variances of the dancehall bounce. One artist whose music did not only cross over, but who has also robustly interacted with Afrobeat is the Jamaican superstar Sean Paul. In a 2015 hit single, Baby Mama, dancehall queen Cynthia Morgan was at the peak of her powers, and in that record, she refixed Sean Paul's famous line, "The girl dem sugar," from his 2005 global smash hit, Temperature. Me want a hobby, not a baby dad. Hold on, it's a boy, yeah, me want a hobby, not a baby dad. Hold on, in my back and say, waffle. Me want a wifey, not a baby mama. Hell me up. They tell me, say, him want a wifey, not a baby mama. Me want a man who can love me right. Pick up me, see a call, dead or the light. Tell me how much him love me when me him right. Even when me drop him like we buzz him, no pick a fat boomba. Me got that thing for the boys to eat it like a grocery. Me not care if you don't understand, I call it sorcery. Me not want that the lonely and the lost for me. They just find that for me, no, my baby got me. Me want a hobby, not a baby dad. Hold on. Me say, boy, yeah, me want a hobby, not a baby dad. Hold on. Although barely a teenager when Sean Paul made the smash hit, Cynthia Morgan would switch the girl to boy a decade later in a moment that captured dancehall music's strong influence in the Nigerian soundscape. Sean Paul collaborated with Timaya on his Bum Bum remix and more recently with Davido on his Unavailable remix.
Blessing them without chasing them with the omnipotent flow. You don't know. Hey yo, Davido. I want to do some more. Bang, bang, bang.
Boy,
we tell them they're wrong.
Yo, process.
I'm unavailable. They know they see me. I'm unavailable.
Man busy.
They know they see me. I'm unavailable. They know they see me. I'm unavailable.
They
know they see me.
Say what you wanna say, do what you wanna do. I keep it 100% true. Games where you wanna play, can't stop a revenue. What you wanna say, do what you wanna do. My job is not to resent you. Cause I'm living my life. No, I'm working hard. Thanksgiving, and I'm high. Cause time is my reward. And the little devil won't come to each other. My Bible left them up to God. Left a little message for them. Them don't genuine. Stuck like broke record.
I'm on.
Of African folk music, the multi-talented Grammy-winning Beninist musician Angelique Kidjo is one of the greatest entertainers to come out of Africa. Her music has traveled all across the world, notably to Nigeria, where she shares cultural roots with the Yoruba people of the Southwest. Her classic record, Wumbolombo, has been remade and repurposed countless times in Nigeria. Her enduring career has seen her collaborate with contemporary Afrobeat stars like Burna Boy, Yemi Alade, and Davido. Contribution to Afrobeats cannot be overstated. The American pop star has not only collaborated with Nigerian artists, but has also formed close ties with the industry, such that he is Afrobeats' go-to artist internationally and not for once has he failed to turn up. Since he collaborated with Wizkid on African Bad Girl in 2015, Chris Brown has gone on to collaborate with superstars including Davido, Rema Boy, Fireboy, and Lil J. These collaborations have contributed to the international success and expectation of Afrobeats. The late Jamaican reggae legend Bob Marley used his music to fight new colonialism and social injustice, and his impact was felt far and wide beyond his home country. In Nigeria, Bob Marley's musical influence extends beyond the 80s and 90s. His name continues to be a recurring element in Afrobeat songs, and his music continues to inspire the stars that drive Afrobeat. Whether it be Wizkid's hit song Joy off a cover of Bob Marley's classic record No Woman No Cry, or the popularity of dreads in Nigerian music, which can be traced to the influence of reggae and dancehall since the 90s. I am Kosi Sochukwu at Bamboo.
Many thanks there, Kosi, for the list of 5 international acts influenced by Afrobeat. I hope you loved it. Anyways, if you just join us, where have you been? We've been riding on the waves of Entertainment Waves, and the handle is Radio Nigeria. Well, at this point, I must say thank you for riding with us today on the program.
Many thanks to the production team led by Lucky Omonua.
The studio was manned by Abdul Tijani. For more information, advert placement, comments or reservations, send us mails to ewaves2023@gmail.com. That is ewaves2023@gmail.com. I say it again, or you can call us on 0827-051-0615. That is 0827-051-0615. You can also come into the program's directorate's office, Radio House Area 10 Garki, Abuja. Till next week, same time, same station.
I am Victor Onoli. Abrahamic Mission is next. Stay with us.